This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Ollie Schneiderjans is the top-ranked male amateur golfer in the world, and he is playing this week in the Valspar Championship on the PGA Tour. It is a pleasure to welcome Ollie Schneiderjans to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Ollie.
Hi, thank you.
Ollie, short for Oliver?
Yes, it is.
What's the middle name? Give me the whole thing, Ollie.
We got Ollie Frank Schneiderjans.
There you go. I mentioned that you're the number one ranked amateur in the world, Ollie. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, it's really cool, and you know, I've got to stay at that position for about 9 months now, so it's been really exciting and fun to be there. But now I'm kind of, you know, looking to the next level, and so many of my contemporaries doing so well on the PGA Tour, so I'm looking forward to that.
Have you got anything left at Georgia Tech, or are you kind of done?
Yeah, I have a pretty important spring with our team, and starting next week, we're gonna get on a roll here, play a few. We got about three or four events, and then we got conference and get ready for national championship, and maybe give it another run.
Are you done with school?
School, I'm not done with school either. I got class still. I graduate in May.
I guess it's some sort of engineering.
Actually, just business management.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. The outlier there at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, lots of engineers.
Was it important to stay all 4 years? Was it important to get your degree?
I think so. I've always committed to it, so I always had committed to graduating from college, and that was kind of part of the deal when you go to Georgia Tech. You know, Coach Hepler's only had maybe one guy leave early, and kind of part of the deal that you go and you graduate and you evolve for 4 years and then you're ready to go on the PGA Tour.
How neat is it, Ollie, to have the alumni that you have, to have Matt Kuchar around, to have David Duval around, and all of them? What does that mean to golfers in a program when there are players of stature that can come back and be a part of it?
I think, you know, it just kind of gives you a feeling that you're doing the things that breed successful players, and you're with a coach in a program that has put out some great players, and you get confidence from that you're doing the right things, and you're not leaving anything out there, and you just know when you go to Georgia Tech that it has such a great tradition and reputation for you know, hardworking, successful people, and you want to be part of that.
You mentioned the rest of the spring golf schedule, national championships and such. You are in the U.S. Open. You are in the Open Championship this summer, as long as you stay an amateur. So will you be playing in those tournaments?
Yes, the plan is to stay amateur and take advantage of those opportunities, and can't wait.
Ever had the chance to you haven't played in the Open Championship, have you?
No, I haven't played a major before, so.
We are talking with Ollie Schneiderjans, number one ranked amateur in the world. He's playing in the Valspar this week. What do you learn from playing in professional tournaments?
I think it's more, you know, you get the experience and the comfort of being around this type of atmosphere and this type of field and the setup you have out here. You just become more comfortable with your surroundings, and you feel like you can be yourself more the more you play. I think the first time you play one of these, you know, I've played a couple of European Tour events. This is my first PGA Tour event, but it's a feeling that you're kind of just the new guy and trying to find your way. But I could imagine that you gain a lot of comfort once you've been around it for a week, and then you go to the next one and you feel like, okay, I can be a little more, you know, comfortable this week and relax being yourself.
Do you have to consciously, Ollie? It would seem to me in that atmosphere, it tears at you a little bit. You're trying to accept the situation. You're maybe trying to learn from the people with whom you're playing, but you're also trying to play well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, as cool as this is, at the end of the day, I just want to play well, and I'm not going to be leaving here happy if I don't. I mean, that's just going to be how it is, and I'm going to learn from it if I don't play as well as I want. But I'll be wanting to get back out there and play another one and try again. So I think, you know, my number one focus obviously this week is still just to get my game ready to go play this golf course and compete.
You play on their level. You're playing with them. But I'm curious, Ollie, when you go to the range and there's somebody on the range, and you don't have to name names, be better if you did, but is there somebody on the range that when you watch them hit the ball, even at your level, you kind of sit back and go, oh my?
You know, I don't think so, just because, you know, we kind of all hit the ball pretty similar. A lot of the best players that, you know, get some speed, and that's not really where you see someone be better than the other. It's kind of hard to tell. It's more that when you go play with them over the course of a year's worth of golf, you're going to see, okay, they average 3 shots lower than me, and they're a little sharper here and there. You know, it's hard to sit on the range and be like, oh, this guy's better than the other. You could try to guess who's better on the range if you didn't know him, and you would never be able to get it right. But, you know, when you watch Rory McIlroy on the range, you obviously get that's pretty impressive. But it's never to a point where you're starstruck on the range.
Easier to be more impressed maybe with a short game?
I think easier, you become impressed with just the type of person they are, the player and the competitor they are under pressure, and how they handle themselves more than anything else.
Who introduced you to the game?
I had some friends introduce me to the game. My dad also, you know, had brought me out to the course before, but my dad introduced me to other sports. We were big, me and my two brothers were big baseball, basketball, and everything else growing up, not golf. But I had some friends actually introduce me to the game for fun when we were 12. I played other sports with them, but we went to the course one weekend, and I thought it was cool and wanted to. It was frustrating how I wasn't any good at it, and I wanted to go practice, and then I kind of got obsessed with it.
Doesn't have to be golf heroes. Who were your heroes growing up?
I really couldn't tell you. I don't. I think maybe from the sports standpoint, growing up, still is kind of my sports hero. Just watching Tom Brady in the Pats and what they've done over the last 12 years. But nobody particular in mind.
You're about to tackle this game as a profession, as a job. But what do you still love about the game?
Just I just love the whole process of how the game works and how it's so much like life, and it's such a challenge, and golf is so, it's so difficult, and you can't, it's so hard to explain. Just sometimes the game just comes easy, and then other times it's super hard and you got to find it again. And I think just the whole process, and then whenever the feeling you get when you walk off the golf course and you're like, man, that was really good. There's no other feeling like that because of how much you put into it. You know, not just your practice, but you think about it all day, what you're going to work on. And then when you go out there and play like you want to and walk off the course, like, man, that was good. That's what I love.
It might be competition. It doesn't have to be competition. I guess I want to ask you the most memorable day you've ever had on a golf course. Could have been the golf course, could have been the competition, could have been the company. I'm curious.
I would have to say I don't have one that sticks out, but getting to play Augusta National is very special, and I got to do that for the first. I think the first time I got to play Augusta, even though I didn't play well, it was very memorable to see all of that and play those holes for the first time. And we actually got some good weather that day as well.
What'd you shoot?
I think I shot 74 the first time I played.
Did you go back? Did you play it from the back?
Yeah, we got to play all the way off the back, and they put some good pins, and the greens were nice. It was pretty cool.
Well, it's a great pleasure to talk to you, Ollie. Best of luck this week at the Valspar. Best of luck with the spring campaign, and congratulations on everything.
Thanks a lot.